Welcome to our 28th SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassilly here, and I hope you're keeping well. We were delighted and greatly humbled to receive the prestigious award of the Midlands Comprehensive School of the Year, as celebrated on Birmingham Live this Monday. We know that we are so greatly blessed by our great girls, our wonderful staff, our amazing parents, our tremendously wise governing body, and by the Sisters of Charity of St. Paul the Apostle, who have given us our privileged mission and who are the prayer power and the wind beneath our wings. And so on to pupil success. We were thrilled to be the overall girls' winners of the Catholic Partnership Swimming Gala. It was a wonderful achievement, and we were in fact only 2 points off beating the boys as well. There were many, many notable experiences and some really notable results. Well done to Matilda in 8U, to Isla in 8A, to Raphael in 8A, and to Eleanor in 8P, who were such strong swimmers that they were first place in the boys' Year 8 Swimming Championships. And also, they won in the 4x4 front crawl relay. Isla was also the winner of the boys' Year 8 breaststroke, and this is an amazing achievement. Our Year 8 swimmers, they won all of the individual and all of the team races. In addition, our girls were so gracious in swimming for another school who did not have enough competitors. They were the personification of graceful growth. We're so proud of all our swimming team, including our Year 9 leaders and coaches. So congratulations and well done to Poppy in 9P, to Millie in 9A, to Palia in 9U, to Izzy in 9S, to Hattie in 9U, and to Amelie in 9U, who were our inspirational coaches and leaders. And congratulations to our swimming team from Year 7 and 8, to Skye in 8A, to Terry in 8T, to Matilda in 8U, to Eleanor in 8P, to Grace in 8T, to Harriet in 8T, to Emily in 8T, to Raphael in 8A, to Isla in 8A, to Etta in 8L, to our Year 7s, to Ileana in 7S, to Olivia in 7S, to Grace in 7S, to Mary in 7S, and to Jochebel in 7A, and Jessica in 7A. Thank you also to Mrs. Toulon-Bell and all the PE staff for their hard work, and congratulations again to our swimming team, who are the champions. Go SPG! Well done to Alicia in 9U, who was the winner of our weekend quiz. She answered very challenging questions on the four countries Pope Leo has visited last week: Algeria, Cameroon, Angola, and Equatorial Guinea. She showed really superb theological and geographical knowledge. So well done to Alicia. And so on to school events. Year 7 had the most fantastic science residential. They were impeccably behaved and thoroughly engaged in all of the activities, including canoeing, river sampling, beach research, abseiling, conducting experiments in a mine, as well as enjoying an escape room experience. They will give us an update for the podcast next week. However, thanks to Miss Roach for organising all of this and to the staff for giving up their weekend to accompany the girls. Miss Roach, Mrs. Craddock, Mrs. Downs, Mr. Hamsey, Miss Houghton, and Miss Payne. This exciting experience could not have happened were it not for the generosity of time and spirit from our wonderful staff. Thanks to Alejandra for organising the Malayan Mass. It was a beautiful experience for the girls and their parents. Father Fanswell was utterly inspirational and so complimentary about our girls, and rightly so. Yesterday, we had a beautiful celebration of St. George's Day in school. Great thanks to Mrs. Craddock and Year 12 for organising all of the activities at lunchtime, including musical chairs, face painting, bracelet making, penalty shootouts, hula hooping and rounders. It was a gorgeous day and the sun does indeed shine on the righteous. Thanks to Mario for our wonderful roast pork dinner and to all of the staff for their support. Our Year 12 geographers have arrived safe and well in Port Call for their geography field trip and residential, and are having the most insightful and excellent experience. Thank you to Mrs. Rich and to Mrs. O'Brien. And so on to forthcoming events. This is just a reminder that the Compass Online Parental Workshop on strategies for supporting your daughter for online safety is this Monday, the 27th of April, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. The link for the Teams meeting has been sent by Mrs. Canavan on the 15th of April at 16:20. I would really encourage you to attend this online workshop, as it is such an important issue where developments seem to occur all the time. On Sunday, the 3rd of May, we have the privilege of joining the Oratory Parish for their May procession. We're asking if cadets can come along with chaplaincy champions or any parishioners from the Oratory Parish. The procession starts after 12:15 Mass, and we should have Mass and the procession over by 1:15 p.m. The Year 13 Mass and graduation is on Tuesday, the 5th of May at 9:15 a.m. in the New Hall. This is always a very beautiful occasion to celebrate and ask God's blessings on our great girls. If your daughter is in Year 13 and she has sisters lower down the school, please put a note in her diary if you would like her to attend her sister's Mass and graduation. And so on to Just One Thing, which this week is led by Dr. Smith, on how parents can support their daughter in her progress and learning in physics.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. Smith and I'm Head of Physics at St. Paul's Girls School. Dr. Cassley has asked me to talk about one thing that you can do to support your daughter in physics. And the good news is, there's something really simple that makes a big difference. Once a week, ask your daughter to teach you something that she's learnt in physics recently. That's it. You don't need to understand the physics that she's talking about, you don't need any scientific background, and you don't need to check if she's right in what she's saying. Just ask something like, can you explain what you did in physics this week? Or can you teach me one idea like I'm completely new to it? If she can give you a good answer and you want to keep the conversation going, you can ask, why? Why does that happen? Or how? How did you know that? Physics is about understanding the world around us. And if your daughter can explain why or how things around her work, she's off to a really good start. If you're not sure what to ask, you could even link it to everyday life and the things around you. For example, how do airbags help keep people safe in a crash? Or what makes electrical plugs safe to use at home? Is getting an X-ray dangerous for me? Can mobile phones give you cancer? Or is nuclear energy going to continue to be used in the future? And how does it even work? These aren't tests for your daughter. It's just a way to start a conversation about physics. And if she's not sure, that's completely fine. She can always switch to something that she does feel confident explaining. The reason why this is so effective is simple. Physics isn't really about memorising, it's about explaining how the world works. And research shows that being able to explain something clearly is one of the best ways to really understand it. The second reason is that it also builds confidence. And this is really important in physics, where many students quietly doubt themselves even when they're doing well. And lastly, it really helps with the extended 6-mark questions that students see in exams, which are often focused around explaining different aspects of physics. So, if you take one thing away, it's this. You don't need to be the expert in the subject that you want to support your daughter with. You just need to be the audience to listen to what she says. I hope that's a helpful tip. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Dr. Smith for that really practical and helpful sharing of strategies. It's no wonder we have so many girls doing A-level physics and doing physics at university. And so on to our prayer. And I ask you to keep in your prayers year 11 who have their MFL speaking exams, art and textile exams next week, and for all of the girls as they embark on their public examination season as of Monday. Please do keep them in your prayers so that they are justly rewarded with the success that they deserve. And as you know, we are still in the season of Easter. And during the week, I was reading the poem, The Wreck of the Deutschland by the Jesuit poet, Gerard Manley Hopkins. This poem commemorates the death of 5 Franciscan sisters who drowned on the German ship, the Deutschland, when it sank at the mouth of the River Thames in the winter of 1875. One line in the poem, however, I feel is especially intriguing, because in it it says, "Let him Easter in us." And I find this to be a wonderful thought. How does Christ Easter in us? So maybe today is a good time to ask ourselves, what areas of my life are holding me back from rising to new life? In this Easter season, Jesus is calling each of us to rise from our tombs. Are they tombs of fear or despair? Tombs of anger or resentment? Tombs of envy or jealousy? Tombs of greed or pride? Tombs of unforgiving hearts? With Christ, through him, and in him, let us strive to make all things new. And this weekend, let's make a very special effort to let Christ Easter in us. Thank you for all your wonderful support and help. And we give thanks for our great girls, and especially year 11 and 13, who will remember as they go into their public exams that I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.